Karen, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to do it.
We're talking about this month's fall workshop series, which begins this Saturday, and there's going to be four, I believe, this fall, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Talk a little bit about what's going to be going on this fall here at the Extension office.
Well, we've got four workshops planned on Saturdays that come through October and November. The first one starts this Saturday. It's October 13th, and we're going to be doing a scarecrow workshop. And it can be a lot of fun. Kids can get involved with it. This is one that you do have to pre-register for, and there is a $10 material fee. But basically, we're going to be creating our own scarecrow, one that you can take home with you, and we'll provide the stakes and the straw and the decorative accents. All you need to bring is some old clothes. You need to bring overalls, pants, shirt, gloves, hat, shoes, and a pair of old tights for the head. So, you know, go through the closet, find things that you aren't using anymore, and make it your own. And I'll be conducting that workshop along with Mindy Kephart, who's our county youth coordinator. So it's a great project for adults and children both. Sometimes grandparents like to bring their grandchildren. That's a great one. And the times of all the workshops are 10:30 to noon. Okay. So keep that in mind. The next one is next Saturday, or a week from Saturday, October 20th. And it's What's Wrong with My Tree. And as you, I think you've done several interviews about tree problems within the county, Aaron, and this is kind of a summation of all the different things that are going on with trees due to weather issues and other issues, planting issues. I mean, there are a lot of things that can be wrong with your tree. And what we suggest you do is, you know, bring a picture of your tree, bring any samples that you want, and Dale Miller will be conducting this workshop, and he's very knowledgeable and will be analyzing what the problems might be and what, if anything, can be done to remedy the problems.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of issues with between the drought and the freeze and thaw that we had way early in the spring and just some of these odd weather conditions we've had, so I'm sure that a lot of people will be curious with that one.
Right, and not only the drought, but the, you know, years prior were very wet years, and a lot of the conifers didn't like that, so there's been a lot of weather-related issues with trees. We'll also be talking about pruning, proper pruning and timing of pruning. And so it's going to be a great workshop. You don't have to pre-register for that one. You just come to the Extension office. All of the workshops are at the Extension office, by the way, 10:30 to noon. And as I said, Dale will be conducting that one. The next Saturday, October 27th, will be conducted by Marla Mertz, who's our Marion County conservation naturalist. And she's going to be talking about bird feeding 101. She's going to talk about the different kinds of winter birds in Iowa and what you can do to attract those birds and enjoy them throughout the winter months. So Marla's done workshops for us before, and she's always a great presenter. She's a lot of fun. So I look forward to that one, November 17th. We'll have our final workshop, and that's going to be conducted by Deborah Carney, who was with Dandy Farms, and she also works with Nutrients for Life, which really deals a lot with soil. So we're going to be talking about, well, not only talking about it, we're going to be actually creating bulbs that you will force. They'll bloom in February. And Deborah will be talking about the soil and how to make those bulbs really come to life. And you'll leave actually with your pot filled with bulbs that will bloom in February. And there is a pre-registration for that and a $10 material fee for that one as well. You bring the pot, we provide the bulbs and the expertise, and we'll leave with a pot that you can enjoy in the winter.
So with these workshops, the one this week and then the last one, which is in November, you have to pre-register for, and the other two are just kind of show up, the tree one and the bird watching one.
Yes, that's correct.
And when talking about pre-registration, especially this one coming up Saturday, probably sometime by middle of the day Friday, would
yes.
You guys like?
Noon on Friday is the deadline for the registration on the Scarecrow Workshop. And the deadline on the blooming bulbs is the 16th, November 16th at noon.
Okay. So these are just great opportunities to take advantage of some of the winter months, whether it be family opportunity like this weekend or, you know, the bird watching. It provides a lot of good stuff, just some things to do when you can't get out in the garden, when you can't really get out to the trees and much.
That's right. We look forward to seeing as many people as we can get here.
Then on a different note, too, just a little bit of a sneak preview, the calendar with the Marion County Photo Contest are getting ready, and you will be having those out in the near future.
Yes, I will. They're at the printers now, and the scheduled date of arrival is November 26th. So we're looking forward to having those. They'll be here in time for Christmas and holiday gift giving.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Anything else today, Karen?
I think that's it.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.